Good morning.
Good morning, and welcome.
How you doing, buddy?
Hey, Vaughn. I'm doing okay.
All right, here we go. So we got another Curmudgeon's Corner going. This is number, what is it now? 100 what?
No, like
203. We did 100 how many weeks ago?
That was 200.
203. 200. Oh, right. 203.
Wow. I'll fire it up. I'll check for you. So, yes, it's like 200 and something, and welcome everybody to Curmudgeon's Corner. It is Sunday, April 24th, 2011, which some of you out there who celebrate such things might know as Easter. Now, full disclosure, I don't actually much notice this, and certainly don't participate in the sort of religious portion of it. However, there are hidden Easter eggs upstairs right now for the baby as soon as he wakes up to run around and find.
Well, here's one thing about this, okay? I mean, my family celebrates it, obviously. I don't have children, so therefore it's like I'm going to hide Easter eggs. I got my nephews and nieces and family to get together,
You could hide eggs for your wife or the dog.
She's at work, actually, right now. She actually had to work today, okay? So, but the one thing is that my family does this, but this morning, look, just out of coincidence, we ran out of juice and bread like yesterday, all right? And so this morning I went and I was like, I wanted some stuff for breakfast. So I go to the supermarket. Well, the supermarket's closed for Easter. Okay, so I'm like, okay, I'll go to the bagel place.
It's episode 204, by the way.
Well, I get to the bagel place What's that?
It's episode 204, by the way. 203 was last
204,
week.
Okay. So, number 204. That's probably meaningful in some cosmic way that I haven't figured out yet, but I'll think of something. But so I go to the bagel place, and then the bagel shop is closed. So then there's a Starbucks right beside the bagel shop. Because everything else is closed, the Starbucks was like just exploding with people. I mean, it was an enormous line all the way to the door, and I'm like, oh, the hell with this. So I remember that there's an Einstein Bagels like way at the on the other side of town, and I'm like, oh, screw this. I'm going to go over there. Other side of town, 5 minutes away. I'm like, look, by the time I drive over there, it's a lot shorter than this, and I went there. Then I drove back. It took me, like, to get breakfast, it took me, like, close to an hour, to be honest, okay, with all the driving around and all this stuff. And my family was waiting for me, to go, like, get together at some point, and I figured that I would get my workout and breakfast done before we did the show, but because I spent driving all around town trying to get some breakfast, I'm like, I'm running a little bit like behind on the thing, and unfortunately my wife had to work today, which kind of blows. And then yesterday, by the way, just so you know, I decided to go and like try to get my wife an iPhone 4, and I was thwarted.
You were thwarted.
Okay, all right. Yes, I was. Okay. Now, my wife has a 3G.
You know you can just order these things online at this point, right?
Yes, I do. Okay. I do. But I wanted to just – I have an Apple store that's only like a few minutes away. All right. So we went to dinner, and then we just stopped at the Apple store to go get one. Okay. A lot faster, go to the store.
Yeah.
We're right there. What the hell? So we go there, and for some reason, AT&T has mixed up like which phone is what on my account. So they think that my wife – has my phone and that I have hers. So when I tried to do the upgrade there and they tried to give me the thing, the system kept saying that her phone was too new and that she couldn't get an upgrade. So I couldn't get her the damn phone. So, I don't know. And then I tried to put a battery in my wife's watch, and the watchmaker over at the place is on vacation until May 9th. And so everything since yesterday, so I could get, so let's see, let's start off with this. So I couldn't get her the phone. I couldn't get our battery on the phone. I couldn't get breakfast. I couldn't work out so far. And there's just something that's just trying to thwart every move I'm trying to make at this point. So.
Yeah, well, so.
Anyway.
So we're going to have a short show. And, Yvonne and I didn't even do our usual comparing of notes before we start the show. But basically, neither of us really had much to talk about. So we're going to do a short show. We're going to talk a little bit about, this kind of stuff. And so if you're bored, stop now. Anyway, for the Easter thing here, Easter's a holiday that's never meant much to me. Like, for the years that, you know, after I left home and, you know, before I moved in with Brandy, I mean, Easter's one of those holidays that would go by and I would not even notice that it had gone by. You know, and be like, oh, it's a holiday? Why are things closed, you know? But, you know, with the family here, it's like, in Brandy's family, it's like almost like a little mini Christmas, you know, where, you know, the kids get little Easter baskets and they're the Easter egg hunts and all that kind of stuff goes on. So, you know, we've been doing a little bit of that and, you know, so, there are little baskets and there's candy and there's like little toys and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, there's stuff hidden around the house and, you know, so, you know, fun little thing, I guess. You know, it's always strange to me and it always like sort of pops up and surprises me because I'm like, oh, wait, you do stuff for Easter? What's up with that? But, you know, it's cool, I guess, you know. There are a bunch of colored eggs upstairs and, you know, oh, okay. And, you know, I don't know.
Well, even like the thing about it, the stock market was closed for Good Friday. Now, banks, it's not a federal holiday and everything, but, you know, somebody was trying to go back and figure out why in the world is the stock market closed on Good Friday? They went back on the records to even like when the stock market originally opened back in the late 1700s.
Yeah.
And I guess it always was closed on Good Friday. There is no thing that happened along the way. Some people had some rumors about why, because there was a crash or there was something or there was whatever. But bottom line is that since the stock market opened, they closed on Good Friday. So, you know, it's been like that for over 200 years, you know, so.
Okay.
Anyway.
So, I mean, you know, I realize that for a lot of people, this holiday also has like a significant, you know, religious importance. And,
Yes, it's not just about Easter eggs and rabbits.
Something about, you know, a zombie of some sorts, you know, but, you know, it's okay.
Zombie? No, he's a. Okay. All right.
A dead guy walking around, right?
Well, yeah, true. But, you know, just like, you know, it was just reminding me of a joke somebody told me about this last week, but unfortunately it was in Spanish, so it won't work in English. If I figure out how to make it work in English, I'll tell it later, but I can't think of how to make it work, you know.
Yeah, so anyway, I by coincidence took Friday off, but it wasn't at all related to Easter. It was because, like, you know, we wanted to go to the zoo, you know. And we wanted to do it on a day where not everybody would be, you know, not a weekend. So it would be less crowded and stuff. So I took Friday off and we actually, you know, only did the zoo thing for the last couple hours in the afternoon. And, but the rest of the day was just like, you know, relax, be slow, don't rush to get anywhere. And, you know, frankly, like last week, I had a bunch of stuff to do at work and not all of it was done by Thursday afternoon. And, you know, none of it had like really strict, hard deadlines, but stuff I had wanted to get done last week. But, you know, I was like, screw it. We took the day off. It was, you know, a nice, relaxing thing. And I'm probably glad I did it. Of course, this means like Monday, I'm going to be slammed with stuff. But, you know, it's trade off. So, anyway,
all right.
Yes.
What do we got to talk about other than how we've walked, you know,
how we're spending
zombies.
Our holidays? So I do have a couple little things on the list here, and we'll take a break in a second, and then we'll start off on one of these and just do a quick segment and then be out of there. You know, we do have a few additional developments in Libya and Syria and blah, blah, blah. I don't know where we have to say on that. The 2012 stuff, there's, you know, more blah, blah there. And, I've actually been playing a little Portal 2, which is, you know, maybe interesting, maybe not. I don't know.
Well, I want to find out about that Portal 2 so we can talk about that because I keep seeing these ads about it. And to be honest with you, I don't even know what the fuck it is.
Okay, so we're going to take a break. This will be your poem of the week because we're only doing two segments today. And we will be back and we will be talking about Portal and Portal 2. And then that'll be the end of the show, probably, because, I, you know, those other topics, yeah, there's all kinds of stuff going on in the world, and you know, most of it's you know, not happy, and you know, it'll work out one way or another. We'll be back after your poem of the week.
This is the Curmudgeon's Corner Poem of the Week, brought to you by Notel Motel.
How to Get Out of Dodge, by Maureen Thorson. Sharp to the right now, travel with your eyes in front of you. There's no other way, you'd best believe. Whoever scoundrels have marked for death can hardly be called living, so don't meet their angry glare. Instead, take this sound advice. Stay no longer underpay at the Double C. Move sidewinderish through red canyons. Holster your trust. Don't give opinions. Be prompt to your cue and suspicious. Keep the girl out of it. Toltec's the place for you, so spur on. Ride herd with the breezes, silken, invisible. Role model for all men who stay out of sight.
For more like this, go to notelmotel.org with a new poet each week and a new poem every weekday.
Okay, we are back. We are back.
We're back. Okay, so what is Portal and Portal 2 anyways? I don't know about over there in your area, but it's over
all,
here,
all
there
over
are
the
billboards.
Buses and billboards, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we
what is it?
So first of all, okay, like many of our listeners may already know all this, so forgive, you know, but the first Portal 2 is obviously the sequel to Portal.
Right.
Portal was a game that was released. There was a package of games that was released, and let me just get this up to make sure I'm not lying. It was released as part of a bundle package of games called the Orange Box. And it was originally for, I guess, Windows PC game and an Xbox game, in 2007. And let's see, just to reference the other ones in that game package, were, Half-Life 2, and Team Fortress 2, which, you know, are sort of, you know, first-person shooter kind of games. You know, you run around, you shoot things, you run around. The Portal was included sort of as a mini-game with those two. People might dispute that, but basically it was called that because it was significantly, like most of these games now, unlike, you know, the games of our youth where, you know, and we're old. So where you have like something and it just sort of gets faster and faster and a little harder and harder, and there's not really an end, you know, like, I mean, I guess theoretically there actually is an end to like Pac-Man, but you know, you play for a little while and then you die, and if you get good, you play for a little longer and then you die. Most of these type of games actually have little stories and an end. You like win the game, you beat the game at some point, and this one's a shorter game. It takes you less time to beat the game, so it's a little mini game. And the thing was, it used sort of the mechanics of a first-person shooter, like your little guy running around a 3D universe, but instead of, you know, battling armies of monsters or people and shooting them and hiding around corners and, you know, all that kind of stuff that's typical of that genre, it's like a puzzle game, you know, and it is interactive. There is a story. There's like people talking to you, sort of. People's the wrong word, you know, you go through this little adventure, but as you pass each level of the adventure, you have to solve little puzzles essentially to get to the next level. And the puzzles relate to these things called portals, which are basically you get this little gun. It takes you a couple levels to get the gun in the first place, but you get this little gun thing, except instead of shooting normal things, it shoots a little portal onto the wall, at which, you know, and so basically you can make a door anywhere you want. And then,
okay. And
you can put the other end of the portal somewhere as well. Like, in the first few levels, you don't control the whole thing. Once you've got into it, you control both ends of the portal. And so you can do things like, you're in a little room, and you can't get out, but you can see in the distance this other area, so you make a door, one that's, like, right next to you, and one that's way off in the distance, and boom, you can go through and be over there.
Okay.
And these are constructed as little puzzles so that, you use these doors in creative ways in order to be able to solve the puzzles. Okay, that's the bottom line of it. Last year sometime, there was the company that did this, called Valve, which has a service called Steam, which is like it's like an app store for games that you can download on your PC or Mac, and then download games from that. And they opened up for the Mac for the first time sometime last year. I think it was last year. And as part of that, they had like a special offer for like a week or something that you could get Portal. I forget if it was free or really, really cheap. I was like, what the hell? I'll give it a shot. I don't know what this is, but I've heard a couple people say it was fun, you know? So I downloaded it. I sat down and I started to play, and I was like maybe 2 minutes into the game maximum when Amy, my daughter, comes and sits next to me and is like, "Ooh, what's that?" And so I let her sit down and play. And I ended up, rather than really playing it myself, I sort of watched her play the entire game and, gave a few hints on puzzles here or there. But, she had an absolute blast. She was really excited by the thing. And one of the things is it's humorous, too. Like, the little story that's going on is structured in such a way that it's intended to be, not like ha-ha funny all the time, but, like, the character you're interacting with is amusing. And so, she liked it. She got really into it. She takes like 5 or 6 hours to get through the game or whatever. A little less if you're good and you know what you're doing. The record for like somebody who knows the whole thing and is just trying to get through it is just a couple minutes, but not a couple minutes. Five minutes, 6 minutes or something. But that's somebody who's cheating and going really fast. But anyway. Okay. Anyway, but a normal person playing it, the first one, 4 or 5 hours, maybe. Anyway, so she had a blast. She liked it. And then she's been really excited about the sequel coming out. So I got copies of the sequel for both her and me. Oh, and you can buy these, in a box in the old-fashioned traditional way with a DVD. Or you can just use the Steam service and download it directly. But it's like, the game is like 14, 15 gig. So if you're downloading it, it's not exactly going to be fast to get it downloaded in the first place. So I just bought the DVDs. It released last Tuesday, and we got it and installed it, and she's played more of it than I have. She's like onto chapter 3 or whatever, or chapter 4. I'm only on chapter 2 of the new story. And the one cool thing I did, I hooked my I realized that my at this point in the podcast, Yvonne's Skype crashed, and then we got reconnected again and thought everything was fine and continued. But when I listened to the results, it turns out that once Yvonne came back on the recording, everything he said was delayed a few seconds past when it actually happened. And so his conversation and my conversation were out of sync with each other. And so this sounded really odd. I'm going to try to salvage as much as possible of the remainder of our conversation. But apologies in advance. It may come out a little strange. I could just leave it how it is. It sounds rather odd. And in most of the next segment, I do most of the talking. So it's, you know. But I'll do what I can. Apologies. It's weird. Sorry. Anyway, back to the last little bit of this weird, short, not very serious episode of Curmudgeon's Corner.
My Skype just crashed.
You were suddenly gone.
Yep, very much.
I don't have to restart the recording. It looks like it continued off where it left off. Okay, cool. So let me just finish up real quick. I did one cool thing, which is I realized that I could reach my receiver with an HDMI cord from my my iMac in my home office. And so... And that my Bluetooth keyboard and trackpad would work just fine from the next room over where I have the big projector. So I just hooked the thing up to the projector, and I've been playing on the projector, like big screen, like, you know, filling an entire wall as I play the game. So that was lots of fun. It's a fun little game. If you're interested, try out the original Portal first. It's not like the second one is harder or anything. It's intended to be the same level of difficulty, just longer and more story to go through. If you like sort of, they say this is like, I've heard a couple of people describe this as like a new genre. It's like an action puzzle game because they're puzzles, but you solve the puzzles by like running around and, you know, doing stuff and picking up things and shooting little portals into the wall. And, you know, the first, some levels are just like, you have as long as you want to like solve the puzzle. As you go forward, there's like things, there's like events that happen and time limits and things that you have to do in certain order. There's a cooperative mode where you it's like a multiplayer mode, but you're not competing against each other. Like in order to solve the puzzles, you have to work together. Cool little game. If anybody hasn't tried it, it's worth checking out. I think the original is really cheap. I don't think it's free anymore, but it's the original Portal's really cheap. I could be completely lying. I think it comes along with a new one. I don't know. Forget anything I said. Go check it out. If you look up Steam on Google, you'll find it. You can download the little app store thingy. And then from there you can get this and all kinds of other games and stuff. Fun little game. Give it a shot. It's, it's fun. And it's a little bit, and this is, you know, I'm talking as someone who does not play games on my computer anymore. You know, I played games as a teenager on my computer, but I basically have not played games on my computer in years other than this. And, you know, since the Mac App Store came out, I've tried a couple other little games, but they're all been like, you know, I'll play this for like 5 minutes and then I'll be like, okay, whatever. All my game playing at this point is pretty much on my phone, but yeah. And then I'm not like a big gamer. It's kill 5 minutes in between things. And that's our show. Unless you got anything else, Yvonne, our super short Easter show.
Weeks ago about the whole New York Times subscription.
Probably still in the black on it, right?
Oh, I don't know about that, but I will tell you that my way that I will tell you, I am cheating. Absolutely. And so I am like right now, honestly, when I go is that I go to the page, and if it tells me that I've already read all my articles, you know what I do? I fucking copy and paste the subject line of the article is. I put it on fucking Google. I Google it and I click through.
There is a limit to that. Like even with Google, the way you described, there's a certain number after which it'll stop you, but it's much higher number, which apparently you haven't hit yet. And if you do hit that limit, you just go over to Bing. The level of drop is such that leaves them enough. There are enough paid customers coming in that they're probably, still making money in the end. So
what I say about this whole fucking thing is that if they would have come up with a reasonable pricing, I would have paid up to $100 a year to read it. Okay. Which is like kind of like what I pay. You know, I just resubscribed to The Economist. I got a super cheap deal for like $86 a year, okay, to subscribe to The Economist. Okay. 52 issues, I think that that's a pretty darn reasonable price. But the fucking price that they are charging in order for you to access is just so outrageous that I just refuse.
I don't know. It might be worth it to you. I think a lot of people are in my thing. Like, I'm like, it's a nice idea, but there's like tons and tons of alternatives, you know?
I know. But I gotta be honest that I have been reading more of the alternatives than before. I don't know. Maybe I'm just a fucking curmudgeon, as the name of our show is. I gotta admit that I still like it to a certain extent more than the other stuff. But still, anyway, it's just not a.
Let's leave it at that. Let's finish up. And for reference on the Portal stuff, the original Portal is $9.99. The new Portal is on Steam is $49.99. I've seen it for less at other places. So if you look around and are willing to get the box version rather than download, you can get that like probably $10 cheaper. I don't know. And then there is a free demo of the first few levels of the original Portal as well. Anyway. So that's it. Those of you who celebrated the holiday that is today a week ago when I released this episode, hope you enjoyed it and didn't get eaten by a large bunny or anything, unless you wanted to be. I don't know. Some people are into that.
All right.
Okay. Thanks, everybody. Tell your friends. Call. Email me, ablesmay@ablesmay.com, if you have any questions, comments, thoughts. And we'll talk to you next week with a real show. And we'll talk to you later, all. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.